Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can help guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, and welcome. We are back after a brief break for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. If you celebrated, I hope it went well for you. I know that holidays of all kinds can be stressful for a lot of reasons. Cultural events that prioritize one group to the detriment of others can exacerbate already existing trauma. Being with family members can bring up old wounds. It can send us back into our old roles in a family of origin, which is really frustrating if we've spent a lot of time trying to heal and grow. Holidays can remind us of the people who are no longer with us through circumstance or choice. We can be lonely or overwhelmed with people, or both. It's not easy. And if you add to that the expectations that surround these gatherings and such, it can take what we think should be a happy, picturesque time and turn it into a ball of bad feelings. And it's certainly not like that for everyone. And it can also be a mix of gratitude and frustration or any other feelings that come up. Life is complicated. Holidays are even more so. This isn't something that changes throughout life, right? It was hard last year. It'll be a challenge this year and maybe next year too. So while we can't eliminate the difficulties in our lives, what we can do is create the space in us to allow for the feelings, acknowledge the reality, and then use our energy to design the best possible holiday experience. I want to share with you today a replay of an episode I did way back in 2020 about how to use chakra work to support the manifestation of your holiday. It isn't to manifest a perfect evening, but it's a process you can use to encourage emotional and mental safety for yourself as you go through the month, whether it's the whole month or specific events you know you'll encounter. Last week's episode was on setting boundaries. So between that and this process, I'm hoping your chakra work and other work on yourself will help you find the breath between what happens and how you react to it, will help you create moments that bring you joy rather than pain. And that when there is pain, which of course there will be, you'll be able to process it and not add to it with any unnecessary suffering. Before we get to it, though, I do want to tell you that I have some exciting things, or at least I hope you'll think they're exciting, coming up in 2023. As you may know, I offer several chakra courses on my website, and in 2023, I'm going to be adding another one that takes me back to my roots of this podcast. For years, I have offered group coaching in a program called Chakra Balancing for Weight Loss, and thanks to a dear friend and listener, I've decided to make this course available to individuals and online so that you can take it at your own pace and in your own home. I'm also going to be offering it without the personal one-on-one coaching, not because that isn't valuable, it is, but because without that component, I can offer it at a significantly lower price. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned for more details. It's really important for me to let you know, though, before this course comes out, that a good portion of it is all about how you are perfect exactly as you are. And that won't change with weight loss. And also, there's no diet or meal plan or exercise or anything like that. That's not what the chakras are about, certainly not in this course. So it'll be a really different approach to the process than what you might have experienced before. It's really important for you to know that upfront. As well as chakra balancing for weight loss, I'm going to have my free basics course available still, and both the 7-day manifesting course and the more expansive 7-week advanced manifesting course coming available in an all new format starting in January 2023. Be on the lookout on Facebook and Instagram for more with your chakra coach. And also, the website will be live very soon, and that's yourchakracoach.com. Okay, let's get to manifesting your holidays with chakra work. So let's get to this week's episode, chakras and the holidays.
What? What do chakras have to do with the holidays? You're right. Chakras don't have much to do with a lot of our December holidays that are celebrated widely in the US and elsewhere. So I'm not talking about chakras and what they mean within, say, Christmas. I want to talk about how you can use your chakra work, your energy work, to support you during the holidays this year. I think most of us know that while the holidays can be really fun and exciting, there are a lot of people for whom this is a dark time, a stressful time. Families can be challenging, to say the least, or maybe the holiday reminds us of a loss, especially this year when I know so many people we expected to be with us are not. And even if a person is still with us in this physical plane, we might not be able to get together in a gathering like we want to. Traditions are going to look different, perhaps. And don't get me started on the expectations for gift giving and perfect parties and who knows what other shoulds exist in your personal world around holidays. So what I'm saying is, this can be a really tough time for a lot of reasons. And the chakra work we've been doing can help support us. Now, we almost always start at the root chakra when we talk, but in this case, like with most manifesting and active creation, we're going to start with the crown. It's a simple process, and you'll get better at it the more you practice. You know, there's probably room here to do an episode on manifesting and creation for each individual chakra, but I'll give you the overview now, and maybe we'll do a manifesting series in 2021. The first thing is to set your intention for the holiday. Whether that's the whole season, a specific event, or whatever is important to you. Just breathe into your crown chakra and set the intention, what you want to happen. Consider creating an affirmation like, I am relaxed and enjoying myself. The crown chakra is all about knowing. So what we know is what will happen. This is the case in all aspects of life. If you just know you're going to fail at something, you will. Now, on the other hand, when you know something and you get yourself aligned with the universe and you get yourself aligned energetically, that's when things start to happen. That's when the good stuff comes. So try a crown chakra meditation or just put some focus on the center itself, breathe into it, and set the belief in motion. That brings us down to the third eye chakra, where you'll start to visualize that belief. Really imagine the belief in action. Picture the scene. Give it as much detail as you can. If you've been doing your previous third eye work, this will be much easier. Imagining something that hasn't happened can be challenging, but with a balanced third eye, it's not too bad. Like everything with this, it takes practice. You get better at it the more you do. But visualize the scene. Give it a look for sure, but see if you can also give it sounds and smells. What can you physically touch? What does it feel like in the scene? Maybe what does it taste like in the scene? Use all your senses to make this picture, this visualization, this imagination as real as possible for yourself. See yourself in the scene, living your affirmation that you created in your crown chakra work. If you selected relaxed and enjoying yourself, feel that in your body. See yourself doing and being those things. So then we come to the throat chakra, where a little bit more of the practical work begins. Start to open up lines of communication. Maybe that's with your family, or maybe that's the communication with yourself, the story you're telling yourself. Holding on to your intention, speak with love and kindness, even if you don't necessarily feel it in every single moment, and communicate not just your needs, but your hopes for the event or for the season. I mean, this isn't saying, well, I hope Uncle Crazy Man can keep his mouth shut unlike last year. I mean, that might be your hope, but that's not particularly helpful. This is a good time to remember that you can't control anyone else. You can't. You can't control anyone else. But you can control how you react to other people. Or maybe you're experiencing some deep sadness this year. Communicate to yourself that it's okay to have these feelings, that you don't have to push them away just because society thinks it's all glad tidings or whatever, okay? Just start to change the narrative for yourself in the throat chakra. And then in the heart. If you can spend a few minutes building up the vibration of love or gratitude here, it will really help. We've done versions of this work before, but as a quick recap, sit quietly for a minute. Think of something that makes you feel thankful or loving, grateful. Experience that feeling for a minute, thinking of whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Just find something that gives you that feeling and then sit with it. Then picture the feeling as a glowing ball of green or maybe pink light. Let the emotion grow in your body and let the light grow. Inhaling, growing the light, exhaling, sending those vibrations through your whole body. Heighten your own feelings of love and gratitude, and let that be the vibration that you send out to the world. Now, this might be tough if what you're feeling generally is more anger or sorrow, but you may find that this practice lightens that feeling just a little. The important thing is to always acknowledge and accept yourself and where you are emotionally rather than fighting it. The fight causes unnecessary suffering, which you don't need if you're already struggling. Now, that's not to say that you should lash out at others if you're feeling angry, just that by telling yourself the truth about your feelings in your throat chakra and accepting them in the heart chakra, you'll have a greater sense of peace, which honestly is nice even when it isn't the holidays, right? So build up your vibrations of love and gratitude. It will simply help you interact with the world and give you a more peaceful approach to the holidays. So right on down to the solar plexus chakra now, which is the energy center of action. Now that you've envisioned what you want to have happen, and gotten yourself into kind of the emotional state to make it happen, it's time to take some steps in the world to make that happen. I suggest getting organized as much as possible. Don't procrastinate if that causes you stress. Really importantly, as you're taking an action, whatever action it is, be mindful. Try to bring that heightened feeling of love or gratitude or both to what you're doing. If you're cooking, try to do it with love. If you're shopping, be grateful for the people in your life you love enough to shop for. Don't skip this step. Let the heart chakra support the solar plexus chakra in this case. We always talk about it the other way, but this time, make an effort to take every action with kindness in your heart. If you're in a time of loss, take action to care for yourself the way you would a friend or a child, with compassion. Take action. If things are going to stress you out, get organized, but mostly be mindful in your actions. Try to come to every step you take with that feeling of gratitude that we heightened back up in the heart chakra. it's not going to be easy, and it's not, it doesn't always stay heightened, right? Sometimes you got to redo that work. Sometimes it takes a reset kind of mid-action. That's fine. But the more you can focus on doing it that way, the more likely you are to be able to reach that intention that you've set for yourself in the crown chakra to accomplish the scene that you visualized, all right? So now the sacral chakra. We already talked about feeling love and gratitude and compassion and sadness and sorrow and all the feelings. Feel them. Let them be part of who you are as a human being having this experience right now. And in this chakra that governs relationships, if you can connect with others, do it. Share their feelings. Share your feelings. And maybe you can raise your feelings of joy together. Share your blessings. Share what you have, even when it isn't much. There's a lot of giving this time of year, but try to remember that giving of yourself is healing, not just for the person that you're sharing with, but also for you. And finally, we reach the root chakra. If you are trying to create a peaceful experience outside of you, ground yourself to create a peaceful feeling inside of you. This is where the physical details will also come into play. Honor your need for rest and don't push yourself to the edge or to a breaking point. Honor other people's need for rest and care for yourself instead of demanding someone else do it. You can try connecting to the earth to complete this cycle of manifestation that began in the crown. Go for a walk to clear your energy. Do one of the grounding meditations on this podcast. Above all, be the you you want to be. That's really what this manifesting process is about during the holidays. None of us want to be a mess. None of us want to feel stressed out. None of us want to cry every night because everything is going wrong. Nobody's loving that feeling. So we're trying to create that sense of peace. And this is one way you can do it. This is how we can use our chakra energy work to help us through the holiday season. I hope that was helpful to you and that you'll use some of those tips if life starts to get hard, which it will, because it's life and that's what life does. It doesn't mean something has gone wrong. It means you have the chance to grow into your opportunities, into the next version of yourself who is closer to your greatest self, your highest self, and the desires that you have.
So that is what 2020 Sarah thought it was important for you to know about manifesting your holidays. And it's still the process I use whenever I want to create anything at all. And I did, in fact, do a series on manifestation in early 2021. Those episodes are 54 to 61 if you want to go listen. That series is a little different than what's in this episode because it starts at the root and goes to the crown rather than what we did here, crown to root. Both are useful and valid, and I have courses covering both of them if you want. Remember to be on the lookout for more details about my all-new Chakra Balancing for Weight Loss course just in time for the new year, if that's a thing that you do. Until then, remember to find me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Chakra Coach. And if you'd like to support the show and get bonus content like meditations and videos and other stuff, you can always join the Patreon page. Links to all of that is in the show notes, of course. And I wish you the absolute best of weeks. Bye.